You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Well, you probably didn't hear that, but the stream did and the podcast did. So go.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Hello? Hello?
Wow. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is Adventures in Azeroth. I know. Oh, my lordy. We are at episode 98, and we're back. Hi. I'm
your host, baby. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Do it again. Again. Do it again.
What? The whole thing?
No. Just the part that I talked over.
Oh. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone.
We're back, baby. There we go. Yes, exactly. Joining you this week.
That's right.
100%.
Joining me this week. Exactly.
100%.
100%. Hi, how are you? It feels like 6 months since
I've spoken. It feels like it's been 5 months since I talked with you. It's been five.
Yes. Lots happened in 5 months. Lots.
Yep.
Lots.
And a lot more is about to happen too.
Yeah, exactly. But it's all good. Anyway.
Okay.
What's been happening? We've got a few things.
Okay.
Like major things that have happened.
Okay. So news. I think the only news that I really wanted to cover was the next Super Squirt Day. I thought was really important for you to know. The next Super Squirt Day is Saturday, November the 14th. So
excellent.
Now Lita knows when she can super squirt all over World of Warcraft, leveling up her pets. Excellent. And for those of you that don't know, super squirting is about leveling your pets real fast. Getting these little guys, making them real big, real quick because of super squirting. And they only need to fight twice. They only have two encounters, which is one more than I can handle. So,
yeah.
It's not safe for kids, folks.
It's not. But that's exciting.
Yes.
I may have missed...
You missed this last one? Because there was one that just happened recently, and it's just how it happened to line up that we're getting three this year. And
I have had a bugger of a week. So, and I knew it was coming. I knew it was like within the pet battle week, and it's just been crazy. Like, I've just been... Everything that I want to try and get done is just like
Sideshow Bob?
Yeah. It's frustrating.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Well, I don't have the big curly hair. Sometimes I wish I did have the big curly hair. Afro
and then you
hair.
Can sing songs too. Isn't it romantic?
That's Kelsey Grammer doing.
Yes,
I always love Sideshow Bob. It's like my favorite. It's awesome. So yeah, so I missed it, but yay, there's another one before the end of the year. So
okay,
we're excited. Yes.
So the other stuff, we'll talk about the next one at the end. Okay, because I need to prolong stuff here. Shadowlands pre. Okay, so Shadowlands. Shadowlands pre-patch is out. However, Blizzard said, hey, we're not going to be able to get things quite as good as they need to be. So it's going to, from what I understood, it's going to wait until the end of the year, later on in the year. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I am very happy with that. I am happy with the communication because at least give us a heads up, you know, saying, you know what, things are not good. They need to be better, because I've heard some people were doing some testing and it was not ready.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they pulled back and are going to fix it. And before they release something that was really broken, because some people complain that they kind of do as much as they can, and then they release the stuff to us as live, and it's like beta part two, and then they go fix a whole bunch of bugs. I don't really think that's their fault, because they don't get a ton of people beta testing and providing feedback, whereas when everything goes live, well, now you have everybody testing, right? So you have a wider range, right? So I don't know if it's necessarily fair to say it's beta part two, but, you know, opinions, right?
I did beta testing.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously not probably what they are expecting. My beta testing
was obviously all challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, which is not the, I guess, normal.
No, it's not. No. Hey, Spanky. Sorry.
Hey, Spanky. Hey.
I get, you know, I see somebody. I'm like, hello.
Hi.
So the pre-patch is out, though. And
we got squished like a bug.
Holy crap. Honestly, I feel... I said this before when they first announced it. Oh, we're going to go from level 120 to 50, and then you're going to level from 50 to 60. I hated it. I hated it. Yeah. I hate it. Why can't we just go 120 to 130? Who cares? It's just a number. But, you know, I want my character to progress. Then I saw it firsthand. Why they're doing this change, and it immediately changed. I did a 180. I was like, holy crap, they are 100% correct. I had some friends that had been playing Warcraft for a long time, and they had asked me, hey, what's the, like, hey, we're going to come back and play again, what's the max level? I said, right now it's 120, and you could see in their face, they're like, oh, no, we're not gonna, nah, maybe not, you know. And then I said, well, the next expansion, it's going to be squishing it down so that max will be 60. And they're like, oh, I could not.
Yeah.
If somebody told me that, I would have said you're a liar. But the change in expression and all that was like, oh, like, holy. I was like, yes, Blizzard 100% made the right call in terms of my side of things. I mean, not that it matters for much, but it totally changed how I thought. Cause I was so, squishing. Hey, Sin, how are you doing? It's funny to think that currently Classic has a higher level cap than retail. It is true.
That is so true, which is hilarious.
How have you found the pre-patch so far, being at level 50?
It's still a bit weird logging in, looking at all my characters and just going,
what
level? Like I'm still expecting to see, you know, 120, one, whichever. And it's still a little surreal seeing that the numbers are way down, but it's kind of, I haven't had too many problems playing my main, so I can still, mind you, Chromie time is very interesting. Chromie time has been fun, so it's just getting your head around it, and I hope our add-on makers, devs, all out there, we should hurry up and some of my stuff that's broken, please.
Like which one are you waiting on? I think for me, Memoria is one of the ones that I use a lot that's not taking the screenshot right now when things happen, and I don't know why. And I've seen somebody actually posting, hey, could you please fix this for 9.0? And there's been no response, which is unfortunate, but you know, people are not getting paid for this stuff, right? So,
well, Postal's still not up to date, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh man.
But yeah, it's just, there's just a couple that constantly pop up with, and it's like, oh, they haven't fixed it yet. So, I mean, they're getting there a lot. It's better than the first day after pre-patch, you know, hit, logged in, and I couldn't move.
I think the first day I didn't even bother. The first day was a Tuesday, right? Or Monday? Actually, it wouldn't even matter because on Monday night and both of those nights I'm busy. So usually my Warcraft days are Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Or maybe some Friday now. But
No, it's been on the whole, it hasn't been too bad. It's just getting used to, because it's squish. Like, working out all the things. Very different.
I purposely didn't take corruption. I didn't take corruption as the right things, so that, hey, if you've got over 75 corruption, then you get this. To make me feel super duper strong, I just took stuff that didn't augment that. So when they got rid of corruption, it didn't really affect me all that much. So my character is still going around and busting heads. I think I feel a little bit squishier, a little bit, but not a whole lot. So I think there's been a few times where it's like I was close to dying when beforehand I wouldn't have been, but it's a level squish. We're now at 50. And things are things that I'm fighting are at 50. So that's just how it is. Right. And I think for me, it's been good. Once the add-ons got ready, ready to go. It's like, my add-ons.
Chromie time.
Yes. Okay.
Just remember, if you put yourself in Chromie time.
Yes.
And you go mount hunting.
Yeah.
What? The bosses are no longer like they were really, they had a lot of hit points.
Okay.
And trying to solo.
Gotcha. Have fun with that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Not so good.
That's not happened to me.
I was fine, but on Chromie time.
Yeah, but that makes sense though, right? Okay. So it's not it's not like it's broken, but that makes perfect sense.
Go back, turn off Chromie time, and go back.
Can you not just right click it off, like as a buff or something, or no?
No.
Or is it a debuff? Okay, because I've got one. I started leveling up one character, and I happened to take her into Warlords before I read the thing saying, "Oh, Warlords is the fastest one." I use my random script, just pick me an expansion and go and see how it was.
Yeah.
And 17, and I'm not done the Warlord. Oh, actually, I just finished the Warlord scenario, like the opening thing. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Things are dying. I was being hit and feeling like I was, you know, going to die, which is good. You know, but not imminent death, which is good, unless I pulled stupid. Right. So, I'm really enjoying the squish. To be honest, I really like it.
Okay.
Spanky says it's been good for the most part, but Headless Horseman is brutal if you don't have a level 50 DPS. You wiped 6 times last night with DPS being 20, 30, and 40. I have not done the Headless Horseman this year.
I've done it once.
I
don't need it. I just did it.
Correct. I didn't want to say it first. All right. Just for the record, Lita said it first. I don't need it either. but Lita said it first. All right.
I wanted to see how brutal it was going to be. I was fine. It wasn't
didn't,
fine.
Didn't
was
they okay. say that it's open for everybody that can queue up? So like level what, 15?
I'm pretty sure that was changed.
Did they change it again?
Yeah, I read something earlier this week that said that they changed it. But I only took Lita through, so, because okay. I just wanted to see what it was.
Melissa saw it was a 20.
If it wasn't for the game mechanic of, you know, Horseman's got to go through that thing three times, we would have killed it in the first. Right. Like, seriously. Yeah, we had that much DPS. There was no problems. But because you got to let it play out and you're just going, oh, now we're going to do second. Okay, now we're going to do third. It was just like we could have had... He could have been dead like within probably about 5 seconds with you know, the DPS that was in there. We didn't have an issue. So,
So he's saying Lois said he saw was a 20, but only a level 45 and higher get the bag with the mount possible. So maybe that's what they changed, because I thought I saw a WoWhead thing saying anybody could get the mount now. And then maybe that's what it was that changed. Because I could have misread it.
Yeah.
But when I saw that, I was the first thing I thought of, everyone's just going to roll a level 20 or like a new character at level 10. Let's roll like a Death Knight or something. Get it up a couple levels and queue up. Right? Yeah. So that they get more shots at that mount. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, but, level wise.
So the last piece of news is, there is, so I was looking on my friend's, Discord and I saw there that WoWhead posted, oh, this would have been BlizzCon Friday. And I'm like, so because I'm stupid, I didn't read the actual thing. I just read the headline. And I'm like, how do they know? Blizzard never announced it. Like, they've never said, hey, we're canceling it and this is when the day is. Sorry. Then, you know, if you go actually read the stupid thing, stupid stone, go and read it. You see that the lady who's basically in charge of BlizzCon said, you know, this would have been the day. This would have been the day. So in honor of BlizzCon Friday, although I probably wouldn't have been able to go this year to, you know, like already. So in honor of BlizzCon, I have myself a BlizzCon Blue. It's actually called an AMF for short form. I don't want to say it because Carrie might be like right here and I don't want to get hit on stream. And, but I call it a BlizzCon Blue because it's more family friendly, but it's not a family friendly drink. Wow. All the BlizzCon memories are flooding back, coursing through my veins.
Nice.
I may not be able to finish the show.
You're in control. I've got no control over any of the things.
I'm very sorry. In advance, I'm very, very sorry.
I was looking through BlizzCon photos earlier today, actually.
18?
Yeah, and, you know, just the memories. And I'm just, it still is one of the most amazing, fun things that we did. And, you know, to have shared that with you and Kerry was still amazing.
I'm glad that we got to meet each other in person once.
I know. It was awesome.
How long did we know each other before that?
Oh God, what have we known
14? For 2014?
13?
15 was the first.
I think we've known each other like 7 years now.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't keep track.
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
So cheers to all of my BlizzCon buddies that I can't have a drink with. Actually, you know what? Every year, it's not like we go out of our way to find each other and be like, hey, man, we got to share a drink.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But one of the things I like is I like hanging out with Tiber. Mm-hmm. And
Tiber's good.
Tiber is physically older than me. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But mentally, he's smarter than me. He's not saying a lot because that's easy, because how stupid am I, right? But he and I can just kind of sit back, and every year there's usually a moment that we have. Every year there's a moment that we have that we're just kind of like with a beer. Like he'll have a beer, like I'll get him a beer or something. I'll have something, I don't know. And we just kind of stand back and watch everything and just be like, like, look at these kids go.
Yeah.
And we're just like, man. But nice. You know, and this year we can't do that. And I feel sad. So yeah. I miss my Tiber time.
Yeah. Tiber time. It's
Tiber time. I miss my time. That's what we're gonna call the episode. It's done.
Tiber time.
I miss my
Tiber time.
It's done. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nice. Gives everyone's liver a year to recover. Yeah. So the funny thing is I don't really drink a ton too. Like I'm more of a social drinker, and this BlizzCon Blue would have been the hardest stuff I would have had in a long time.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, you better talk with me now before the show, because by the end of the show with that thing, no, I'm done. Yeah. I won't be able to remember anything. LOL, not from what I hear. Not from you, what you hear. What? From me? I don't drink all the time. I'm a social drinker.
And I don't drink at all. So, that's
coffee. That's it. Coffee?
Coffee.
Caffy? Yeah.
Anyway. Here's to BlizzCon. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Next year. Okay. Well, here's to BlizzCon.
Here's to BlizzCon. Cheers.
With my metal straw.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, I don't want them ending up in turtles' noses and stuff,
Exactly. That's being practical. That's a good plan. I've got some in my little kitchen.
Carrie bought them at like just a local store for like a set of five. Is like $5. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
$5. So we've got 15 of them done.
I bought some just after Christmas, like before COVID hit. Like I got them on special. Same thing. I've got them a pack in my cutlery drawer. So I was like, wow, okay, that was good.
Yeah.
Because they charge something ridiculous. I think I saw someone was charging like $20 for one metal straw. And I'm like, wow.
Oh my God. Holy crap. Yeah. Wow. I'm
like, what's it do? Like, make the drink for you or what?
So. $20 for one metal straw? That's a ripoff.
That I used to go, but for coffee, Yeah, and I was like, oh,
because
yeah,
they're like, hey, we want you to buy all of our really expensive crap.
And I'm like, yeah, no. No, I've got my
But own. It's good for the environment. Well, but it is. Give us 20 bucks, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway.
All right. Do you,
so what have you been up to?
Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
You go.
Me go?
You go.
All right. So I'm going to... That's going to be it. I'm going to have another drink of my BlizzCon Blue. And I'll see you guys in like another 5 months. Right? Another 5 months. Okay. So you know what? Before we get going, sorry, Lita. Sorry.
Sorry, what?
So... One of the bigger reasons that I didn't want to stream the podcast, and it's not just this podcast, it was a lot of WoW. I didn't want to stream a lot of stuff because of things that happen with people that we all knew, like we all know that we're friends with. And that really hit me hard, man. You know?
Yeah.
Right. And that puts you into a funk and you start distracting yourself with other things and what you used to be in your life is no longer at the top of that list. Right. So,
yeah.
Now I don't think we're going to be having, yes. I don't think we're going to be another 5 months until the next show. I would like to do another one. I would like to get back once a month if that's okay. And we'll, and I'll ask you on stream to make you say yes or no and put you right on the spot. But you know, but it was not, it was never a screw everybody. It was, it just, I don't know what it was. It just, that particular one hit me a lot harder. I don't know. It just, it bothered me, that one, and I don't know why. It because we were hearing stuff about Method and this other dude, Fat Boss guy, and Bob's got Tigger. Tigger's gonna see some action right now, so good job, Bob. Have fun, buddy.
Give up.
This other person was like, you know, like, man, like that one felt more personal. And I don't know, man. Like, I just,
well, I guess part of it is you feel disappointed in them as well.
Yeah,
like you feel majorly disappointed because on whatever level of friendship wise, you just feel like, wow, this person who is held up here as a friend. Like, so I can understand that. Right. And you know, it's... And then on top of all that, you've got, of course, COVID hits. Like, we haven't seen any.
Well, you know, it's funny with COVID.
All these things.
COVID to me now, even though where I am, it's actually we are hitting our record highs. So we're in a second wave and we're record highs, really? Man. We're like twice as much as what we had before. But with that said, though, it doesn't feel like we're being careful, cautious. I'm not as worried. I think because I'm now I'm now adjusted to it.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not as concerned. Yes, I'm not going out as much because I don't want to go out as much because I don't want to be stupid and get sick. I'm going out when I need to, when I feel like, you know what, I need to get the hell out of the house. I bring my mask with me. I bring everything I need to, but it's not very often that I'm out. But it's still, I don't feel as concerned as I was back then.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because now we are used to this. At least I am. I'm used to this. And I'm still looking forward to getting back. Well, it gives me an excuse to not be around people because the general public is hell. Okay. The general public is hell. The general public is hell. But, you know, people that I know are generally pretty cool, and they deal with a lot of my crap. And for that, I think I want to say thank you. And I'm not drunk at all. Nope. But,
you know, it's if you've got the ability to be able that. I've had to work through all of it.
Yep.
So I've not had the ability to just go, okay, well, I can work through at home.
I can't even imagine.
All I can say is people, and I would like to say that I'm not going to say the majority of people have been pretty decent, because surprisingly so, it's not the majority.
No.
Like, there is a lot of people out there that just have been selfish assholes. Can I just say that? I'm going to say that.
Because we do not have a clean tag on here anymore. So
it just is, you know. Go. So having to deal with that on a daily basis is not been fun. But anyway, it is what it is. Which is my motto of the year. It is what it is. Anyway,
So that's my little spiel.
Thank you to everyone that has been respectful to those that are working. So I want to say thank you to all you guys.
I actually went out for a scoot during the day because for the last 2 or 3 weeks, our weather has been getting colder and colder. And generally around 8, 9, 10, around in there. And at night, it's like +2, right? And that's in Celsius for all you.
+2.
So, okay. So today, for some reason, we got this high of like 23. So we swung from like 8 to 23, and it was beautiful outside. Oh my God. So I'm out. I cannot stay inside like this, because we know that the weather is supposed to be like starting tonight throughout the rest of the year, I guess, is just supposed to be going downhill. Right. Like, cause it's winter for us.
25
at the moment. So for us going from an 8 to a 23 is like, oh my God, it feels like summer. Take the clothes off, run around, you know. So I had to go out for a scoot, and everyone I passed, when you pass, they step off to one side and you go off to one side and you pass each other and you give space. Yes, some people are not wearing masks because they're not right up in your grill, and that was the thing, right? So I've got my mask with me, but it was 24 overnight last night. Yeah, please bring it. Bring it here. I will trade you our winter again. Oh my God.
I had to put the aircon on last night.
We have not put on our AC for, I'm looking at the AC thing, cause it's going to tell me for sure. for months. It's been 3 months since we have had it on. And
we're coming into summer.
Into the winter, and we haven't had our heat on yet. And well, we're trying to save a little bit of money too. So like the house, I'm not cold. Right now inside the house, it says it's 23 and a half. Oh my God. Yeah. That's no wonder I feel good. Right. But, and it's also not the booze at all. No, not at all. Not at all. Okay. So, wow. Can we not squirrel me? Because you need to have a segment here too. I'm going to go through this really quick. Carrie and I leveled to max level for the first time on these two characters that we have from way back. We rolled them in vanilla. Okay. Way back in the day. We got them to max level 120 before the squish, because we're like, okay, listen, we got to make this happen, because otherwise it's not going to happen. So just think of it like this. At I believe it was Cataclysm time, we were level 38. Yeah. Okay. So we've never, ever hit max level on those tunes ever. Wow. ever. So at level 38, we're like, okay, well, let's just start playing and let's go. We'll play every once in a while. And then when we found out when Shadowlands was going to drop, we're like, okay, we'll now think about 3 or 4 weeks before that. That will be the pre-patch. Well, we better get our asses in gear now. So we started playing more and more. And yeah, we got it done with about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. Yeah. And so we hit level 120 on our... It took us 16 years, but we hit 120 and now we're squished to 50 and now, now we're squished to 50, but, it was good. It was good to get it done.
That's awesome. That's and awesome. Congratulations.
You know, what's funny too?
What?
There's been times where she's been like, I've been on the computer and doing wrestling stuff and getting ready for wrestling stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I hear her doing something. I don't know what she's doing. So I go back and check. She's played Warcraft by herself without me there, which is good. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Hotel
got her California. Got her right back in.
Hotel California. That's what it is.
I hope she's not watching right now because she's going to be like, I'm never playing again. Nah, I'm never playing again. Like that. She's gonna wiggle her shoulders too. Okay. So other stuff I've been doing is trying to get all of the mounts. So I got Panda Land done since the last time we talked. I got Panda Land is all done. All the 4 world bosses are all done. Rot Feaster just dropped. Nice. The Jaina mount. So the Jaina mount, I was running with this guild, a friend of mine Content, K-O-N-T-I-N-N. He also streams. His guild was running me through to get the mount, but on the last day, we didn't have enough people, so they had to bail because, you know, if it's me and 5 other pugs, you know, the odds are it's probably going to go to the pugs, and they're like, we don't want to give it to the pugs. All right, fine. Yeah. So they said, go to Perky Pugs. I'm like, all right. So we went. I went to Perky Pugs. On that same day, I got in on a raid. I just happened to get in on a raid because I was online at the right place at the right time. I got in on the raid. They had one healer and he couldn't keep everyone up. Well, he kept everyone up except for me. So I died on the boat. So everyone left the boat and they all went down and killed the boss. And I'm laying on the boat saying, well, I hope they do it, you know, and it would be funny if I got them out. And so when the boss died and I resurrected, I clicked on the chest and yep, I got them out. I'm like, yes. Yay. Wow. So thank you to Perky Pugs. That was still one healer for 20 people, like for 19 other people. It was crazy.
Nice.
He was amazing. A monk. He was a monk as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So they had a monk, 2 tanks and 2 DPS that were full kill them all. The rest of us were all pugs. We're all like, you can bring any eye level as long as you're level 120. Go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
The aerial unit 21 something RX, whatever.
Yep.
It's from Mechagon Hard Mode. I need to take another. BlizzCon, how I've missed you. So, Vil. LB. Goof.
Yes.
And Wild Merc / Lizzie. They all helped. Like you all have to run it once a week. Because the mounts are only going to drop for one person and you have to do it on hard mode on Mythic 0 on hard mode. And it's only going to drop for one person. So if you all run it 5 weeks in a row, everyone gets it because it won't drop for somebody that's already got it.
Right. Great.
So we finally got that done. And so thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Cause otherwise I was going to have to go figure out how to do that on my own. Cause I wouldn't, cause you have to click the things in order. It's like Simon Says, and there's 4 different things and you can't get to all 4 of them with it. You have to get 4 clicks within 5 seconds. You're not doing that by yourself. You need a group.
Right.
So
okay,
it was fun.
Yeah.
And cool. Drake of the Four Winds, the guy that's right in behind me, Ishak.
Yeah. Yes.
I got him today. I got him like three, 4 hours ago. I was like, what? Nice. Like, yes. Yes. So I'm getting my mounts. I know. I was like, oh, thank God.
Hang on. How many are you up to?
Okay. So that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. I rediscovered a site called Warcraft Mounts. I had known about them from before, and I totally did not remember about them. Where are they? Yeah. Warcraft Mounts. Okay. Warcraft Mounts. Mm-hmm. I apparently own 578 mounts. That's both Horde and Alliance, so that will double dip, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
On my collection list, I have 94. And I purposely remove PvP mounts because I am not ever going to be doing PvP in a meaningful way to pursue those mounts. The only PvP mounts I ever really got were the ones from Legion, which were like, oh, complete PvP world quest 20 times for each of the castles or something.
Yeah.
And while, yes, you get PvP flagged, I never once encountered somebody from the opposing faction ever. So maybe I was just lucky, but I didn't really consider that PvP, and I went for it anyways, and off we went. So 590, what is it? 598? 578 all in. So
cool.
And I'm saving up my gold now to get some of the more expensive in-game mounts, like the spider butt mount that's like two million gold,
right?
Yeah. And after that, I think when I get those, I'm gonna go for the trading card game mounts, because I don't know, gotta spend my gold on something. So although I feel like Shadowlands is going to be like, hey, here's a mount that's 10 million gold. And everyone's going to be like, what the hell, man? And it's going to go away in the next patch. Fuck them, Blizzard. Okay, so also working on the achievements for Mechagon and Nazjatar, only because completing them gives you a mount.
Yes.
And that's Mecha Done and Undersea Usurper are the two achievements. Part of the achievement for Nazjatar is getting your bodyguards to rank 30. I swear to Lord, I thought it was rank 20. And I'm like, I'm almost there. It'll be fine. And I didn't do it for a while. Ah, I'm good. I'll do it after. No, it's rank 30. So I've got another 36 days of doing it every day, because you get basically a rank a day. Unless you get extra little drops that you can get.
That's
fun times. And the Mail Muncher mount, the damn Mail Muncher mount in the Horrific Visions or Horrific Nightmares. I don't know what they're called. Really? You know, when you go in the heart and you go inside the thing and you go click on the mailboxes, it'll spawn a mob in the Mail Muncher. Do you have that mount? Well, I'm at over 150 attempts. And the damn thing hasn't dropped yet. Blizzard! But it's okay, because I'm still on your fifth one. Well, congratulations. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm glad you have better luck than I do, because anyways, to get the Mail Muncher, I'm also collecting mementos to get the 100,000 memento mount.
Yes.
Or mementos or whatever they are. So I'm at like 60,000 or 63,000. So I'm
it's getting there.
I think that's it for World of Warcraft. D&D, I have a group that I'm playing every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Online. Nice. It's crazy. And I think Always Be Looting, like the one that we stream, is we're actually going to have one in November. So that's going to be fun. And I'm really having fun with that, because I'm like a wild magic sorcerer. So every time I cast a spell, I'm always afraid I'm going to nuke my friends, but it hasn't happened yet. Yet.
Okay. Yet. Yet.
And wrestling. So, hey, remember mm-hmm. when we talked about wrestling and you've got a yes. wrestler in there? Sin has a wrestler. I don't know if he's still here, but Sin has a wrestler yep. in here now. I'm going to tell you, we started December 22nd. Like, I started my first show and yep. I've learned a lot. Things have changed a lot, but yes. I'm still having tons of fun with it. But holy crap, things have like exploded. I'm at like, over 80 singles wrestlers.
Wow.
And a lot okay. of those are one people each, or like one person owns a wrestler. Like I have a few people like Zorts, who has more than one, because Zorts has been there to help me with stuff and I've given him some extras, but yep. it's been fun. And we are now up to, we were doing it once a week. Then it went to yep. twice a week, three times a week. Now yep. we're at four times a week. Wow. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I don't have time for anything else now. It's like wrestling yep. streaming is my thing now, apparently. And the weirdest Thanks. Thing, and I know you can see it, Carrie yeah. is co-hosting my wrestling streams with me. Like what?
It's really cool. It's really cool. That's awesome.
How crazy is it that I'm actually married to somebody, period. Also, that also likes to stream the wrestling stuff. I couldn't be happier with it. It's fun. It's fun times. I still like my World of Warcraft, but I find yeah. I'm often having to choose to administer wrestling because I need to administer it because I need things to be just so, and you know me, yeah. I need things to be just so. They've got to be a certain way.
Yes.
And not being able to play World of Warcraft, which is why when the pre-patch came out, mm-hmm. I didn't play until Wednesday, Thursday. So by then, a lot of things were fixed. I didn't have the yep. problems that a lot of people might have had. So I don't know. I didn't experience that firsthand.
Yeah. Okay.
That's been my cool. 5 months.
Wow.
Oh, we also got our walkway done. That's a whole nother story, but 5 months.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Nice. Oh yeah. Mm. We are having illegal fires in our illegal fire pit in the backyard.
I'm well aware about that, but we don't talk about that.
Sorry. It's not illegal to have it on Twitch. It's just my town is stupid. Anyways. So, Lita?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm here.
I have blathered on long enough. I am going to move my microphone away a little bit so I can drink.
Skull.
What have you been up to?
Things and stuff and stuff and things.
Wow.
So pretty much, in game, I have been busy doing things. Actually, Hallows Ends is currently at the moment, which is favorite world event ever for me. Love it. Love it. Love it. I did manage to level my hunter. So keep my normal hunter, my troll hunter, Keela. So one of only about two or three toons that aren't named Lita. She hit 50 yesterday morning. So I've just was doing candy buckets on her and nice. Got enough that I went and bought two new pets. Not new. I already have them, but you know, stick them aside for auction house.
Maybe making gold 100%.
Yeah. I just got to remember that I've done that and to actually put them up on the auction house.
Level them up to 25 first on squirt day, on super squirt day.
Squirt day. Yes. Well, technically you could level them up to 24. So people buy and then they get the achievement for the 25. There you go. See? These things. You can do these things.
People are buying them for the level 25.
Yeah, I know, but to get the achievement stuff, you want to be able to level a pet to hit 25. So if you level them to 24 and
I totally understand. I don't know if there's a market. Is there a market?
Yeah, for those pet collectors that
I need to write that down.
Yeah.
So we're not on the same realm, right? So we can
On one we are, but other than that. So yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I mean, obviously I've been playing challenge tunes. I actually did quite a bit of beta testing and PTR testing. Oh my lord. Things and stuff and stuff and things. So really, like, I couldn't tell you. I've just been trying to get stuff done, but the body's not so good, so I get very tired. So all these things that I want to do in WoW, and I have not had time to do it because then the body crashes and I've got to sleep. So I'm just plodding along, trying to get stuff done. But I'm working on mount stuff. I don't think anything in particular has dropped. I'm still chasing the same old Pandaria hates me, Ice Crown hates me, all the other ones, Ward hates me. So, you know, it's the same old, so, but that's it. I just, plod along. That's it. But it's been, yes.
I don't think we've talked about your other big life news on this particular podcast, no? Or, you know what? We don't have to. On this show? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You think so? I thought it was still a surprise, no? All right, fine.
Oh, well, maybe not. When did we have the episode?
May something.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not.
I've seen a lot of stuff going on, but yes, maybe not. Yes, there has been a lot of IRL stuff, yes.
Nice.
Mm.
Wow, I can see the smile on your face. You are very happy, and that's great to see.
I am.
Yes. I'm very happy that you're happy.
Thank you.
Because if you're not happy, I would be not happy. And then I'm going to have to come around and with my bat and make people also not happy that's making you not happy. And then I'm probably going to get thrown into jail. And I don't want to be in jail. That's going to make everybody sad.
But at the same stage, yes, have we talked about it? No, I guess we haven't.
Not on Adventures in Azeroth. I don't think so.
It seems so long ago, but yes, I'm getting married. So
wait, what?
Yes.
Hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
I was talking about the other thing. You never told me about getting married.
So I did. Which other thing? Now I'm confused.
The other thing.
No, I'm lost. Which other thing? You throw me under the bus.
There is no other thing. I just wanted to see what you would say. you're gullible too. Yes,
Bob. I know. I'm just like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, there's lots of stuff. So I'm prepping for a wedding, which is now literally in 231 days time.
Tick tock.
Yeah, it's coming around like fast. But at the same stage, got lots of things. It's pretty much organized because I'm an organized person. So, yeah, it's just a matter of...
Nice.
Yeah, he needs to be here.
So, with the current state of affairs...
Yes.
When your date comes up, is he allowed to go?
He will... be
okay. I wasn't sure if yeah. that one of your states closed the border, or one of your you guys have states, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I heard one of them closed the border up that nobody could cross, and isn't he in one of those?
Yes. Well, Queensland closed the border. Victoria has been really bad. So they got anyone in Victoria couldn't travel anywhere because they are they into their third wave or second wave, Spanky? He'd no, because his partner.
Hold on, wait a second. I thought Spanky was married.
No.
What?
Down in Victoria. So
I'm sorry, yeah. Man. That's got to be rough.
Yeah. So, but where my other is, he's in New South Wales, and he was due to come up right when I was having my holidays, and Queensland closed the borders because they had a spike in cases. So, yeah. Well, I agree, Spanky.
Wow, well, keeps us together. Definitely. It keeps a lot of people together, and it brings a lot of people
together. Yes.
So that's true. So is he going to be allowed to come up? Technically they can come up. So the border's not closed, right?
Yeah, it's.
Or is it they make exceptions?
Well, it is currently still close to where he is. And if he came up, he'd have to quarantine.
Cost of $4,000? Why?
Yes.
Why $4,000? What does that have to do with
anything? The government's not paying for quarantine. You have to pay for the 2 weeks quarantine.
Yeah, but you go quarantine at... You have to go to a hotel and quarantine? Yeah. Well, that's a way for you to spend that. That's just a way for you to spend money so that money's still being spent, right? Get the hell out of here.
I've got a wedding to pay out.
Yeah.
I've got a wedding.
Yeah.
Seriously, no. It's just not.
And it's here you have to quarantine for 2 weeks, but it doesn't have to be in a hotel. You can be at somebody's house as long as you're not leaving that house, and they don't leave either, because now that you're there, you're now with them. So,
I couldn't do that anyway, even if they want to,
right?
Because I leave the house.
I found out they can't trust people. Funny.
People are dumb. We've had some issues with certain people from our state, there's a few.
Almost 8 billion people on this planet, so...
Yeah.
I think some of them are going to be ripe old dumbasses.
Yeah. So it's been interesting. But anyway, hopefully... Next plan is hopefully that our border will open to New South Wales in hopefully maybe next month, so he can come up for Christmas. That's the next plan. So we'll see. I don't know. He's hoping to come up and have Christmas with my family and myself.
Well, my mom wants, to come up for Christmas. And, normally we'd be like, yeah, you come on up. But with the numbers that they are like that, I don't think. Today alone, we had 800 and... I don't know, 60 something just in our province? What the hell, yeah. man? Wow. Like, what's going on?
Wow.
You know? And with that going the way it is, we're not, you know, Christmas is going to be by herself because my mom is 75 this year.
Yeah.
Where she will be. Right?
You need to be safe for you.
And I don't really care about myself. So that's fine, right? It's, you know, she's 75. She can be picking up all kinds of stuff. Just, yeah. you know, and even without COVID, I mean, you start getting older, your immune system can't fight stuff, right? I mean, we wouldn't tell her, no, don't come over. But with COVID, the way it is right now, you know, it's going to be hard, man. It's going to be hard for a lot of people, especially during Christmas time. Christmas time can, for some people, Christmas time can be a tough time of year. And then when you add our current state, it's going to be really rough for some folks, like really, really rough. And I just, for them, just hang in there, please. You know,
it's definitely,
I mean, I honestly lost my half brother back in 2002. It's early 2000s. I can't remember. I've got the BlizzCon blue in me. So, you know, but it was Christmas. It's Christmas time. It was rough. He was going through a rough time. Christmas time, man. Christmas. Yeah. If you're going through a rough time, Christmas makes it worse. Christmas, it sucks, but just hang in there. Hang in there. It'll be better. Things will get better.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas is never an easy time. So.
You know?
Yeah. But,
oh my God, I'm almost done.
So we'll see. We'll see. So hopefully if he can make it up.
Hopefully he can make it up.
Good. Yeah, well, it'll be good. Because we've got a bit of stuff that I need him here to sort.
Listen,
anyway.
I don't know if you want to talk about that part of your relationship on the stream.
No, I'm just saying, what will be, yikes. Will be.
Sorry. What will be. Que sera, sera. Yeah. Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up before your light don't press any buttons anymore.
Press any more buttons? What are you talking about? Why would I ever press any more buttons? Where in the World of Warcraft are we? That's on me. Sorry. We have been in the Twisting Nether, well, at least I have, for the last 5 months. I've also been in the middle of a wrestling ring for about 5 months. Actually, almost a year, about 10 months now. But hopefully we'll do more of these. And we can actually get to episode 100.
Well, we might be able to.
Maybe. I was kind of worried. I'm like, you know what? Can we get to 100? I don't know. Yeah. Carrie and I want to start a podcast about our wrestling show.
Nice.
What the hell, man? Are you kidding?
Whoa.
I don't know. Hey. It's like, funny. Like, I'm telling you, like the wrestling stuff, I will be honest, the wrestling stuff, like I realize wrestling is a thing. Okay. Like I fully grasp, excuse me, oh my God, how wrestling is put on and how it works.
Yes.
These men and women have to do the moves. So some of that is real in that they actually physically have to do that. It's tiring. It takes a lot of skill. Yes.
Yeah.
The results are 100% fixed so that there's a storyline. Yes, we get that, but they still got to do the moves, right? And some of the stuff that they do, it really hurts. It really hurts. So it's still, it's like, it's entertainment, right? And I fully grasp that. And I don't know what it is. I am just back all in. Like, as if I was like 12 years old again, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
You're having fun.
I'm having a crap ton of fun.
So happy you're having fun. so happy you're having fun. And I can't believe Carrie's doing it with you, which is awesome. I love that.
Well, you know, the only thing with Carrie doing it with me is they all gang up on me. Even Carrie. Carrie's like sitting right beside me. Carrie is literally sitting right beside me and she's ganging up on me with everybody in the chat. What the hell, man? Everywhere I go, just give me the black hat. You know? Just put the black hat on. I'm the bad guy. You know?
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's fun times. It's fun times.
You're playing heel. Are you playing heel?
Oh, I definitely play the heel commentator. 100%. Because it's more fun. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Playing heel is great.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Mailbox? Oh, you know what? Maybe we did talk about it the last episode, because look at the mailbox and look at the comment.
Oh.
I think we did talk about it in May. I'm so drunk, I can't remember.
Don't remember.
All right.
Well
so this is the part where we read emails and comments or play audio sent in from you. This is Lita's part because it's in pink or purple and she's not reading it, so I'm doing it. Mike Doyle on YouTube says congrats to Lita.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Yes. Appreciate that. So we must have mentioned, I don't know. It's been, this year's been a blur though. Like there's a lot of stuff.
I'm glad it's almost over.
I so want to see 2020 out and
2020. I'm just kind of listen, we thought 2019 was bad and 2020 came in and be like, you guys are suckers. You guys are suckers.
Nothing yet.
Watch this. All right. I'm just afraid that 21 is going to be like, and like 20 is going to be like, oh, I'm the bomb. And 21 comes in like, there, 2020. Oh, cool. There. Watch this.
I've always had it. The even numbers have been good, like have been quite good. And the odds have been a little bit off, but no, 2020 was like,
No.
Here you go. We're going to give you all this stuff. Mind you, I've had positive with it.
There's been some great stuff in 2020. Like my wrestling stuff, I never even would have imagined I would still be doing this and having as much fun as I would have. I never imagined I'd be in the position that I am right now. You know, and as much as things changes around us in the entire world, you know, what you can take out of it, try and take the best out of it as much as you can. You know, some people get dealt a crappy hand, which is life, and it sucks. And I understand that, and I sympathize with you or empathize with you. But, both, man. I can do both. So, but try and take the good out of everything that you got dealt to who you, so everything's not a dark cloud, right?
Yeah. That's always positive.
Try and find the blue sky, you know, it may be cloudy.
Sometimes it can,
but it might, you know, you might see that sliver of blue.
Yeah.
And latch onto that sucker and hold on. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I just had a thought.
Go, do it.
Sorry, I just had this complete thought of with the pre-patch stuff, the character customizations.
Mm. I've not done anything of it.
Haven't you? Oh, my God.
I haven't, no.
I went and did, I logged in because that's what I wanted to do. That was the only thing I wanted to play, was to look and see if I wanted to change later. The only thing, I couldn't change her hair. I couldn't change.
Okay.
Skin, I'm like, nope, she stays exactly as. The one thing I changed, I gave her purple eyes because I'm like, oh, yeah. She's Heck having yeah. purple eyes. Yeah.
Yep. So, nice.
Oh my god, the customization for characters now.
I've seen it on other people's streams and I was like, oh my goodness, it's fantastic.
Really cool. Yeah.
I just haven't dipped into it until Carrie and I were gonna level another set of tunes whenever.
What?
Yeah. Like completely different characters. We're just gonna start leveling from one and up and just go. Yep. And it's just time, right? So it's just a matter of getting the time to do it.
That's awesome.
But then I was going to get into it because my main character, I wear armor, man. Like I'm armored head to toe. So anything I do custom, you can't see, right? Like because I don't hide my armor. I mean, I could if I wanted to, but I wear the Death Knight Panda Challenger Gold set. Yeah. So that's the stuff I wear, and that's just my gear. That's what I wear. I transmog into that.
I'm still Corruptor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I have to be Corruptor set. I looked at it the other day. I'm like, can I swap into...
I will change every once in a while...
Christmas
For Probably. Events, like for world events, but only if I'm raiding. So for this time around, we're not raiding right now because we finished all of our raids. I have no need to go do it to go bug my fellow raiders. So maybe in Christmas time, hopefully, we'll be playing again and raiding and stuff. And right, and then I'll transmog into Christmas stuff. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will. I'll probably Santa will Stone. For maybe. Week and then it'll be like I'm done.
Hey, let me try something
anyway.
So if I can I mouse over you, it can't look. I can put my finger right on your nose. You can see it worked. Okay, all right. You honestly think you won't have the raid till next year? Yeah, I think you're right. I think the 9.0 stuff is going to come out. Sorry, not 9.0, but you know, the 9.023, I forget what it is, but the official stuff, like the 51 to 60.
Yeah.
I think will come out before Christmas, but I don't think raid is going to come out until 21. So because they don't want people to progress raid over Christmas and they don't want STFF having to work. They don't want
staff.
Oh, okay. All right.
Staff having to
work. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Gotcha. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
100%.
We will have to see.
Okay.
Watch this space. We'll talk about it on the next episode of Adventures in Azeroth.
Episode 99? Are you crazy?
Episode 99. Hey, maybe we might hit 100. By Christmas.
What? If we hit 100, then we got to call it quits there, right?
Christmas episode. We have to do 100. Should be Christmas episode then.
Are we going
to
do it on Christmas Day? Wow. Did you see her face? Hold on. Okay, so for folks that are listening to this, I urge you to stop. Go check our YouTube video, because this will be online. And... go look at her face. When I said on Christmas Day, she was like, her face just kind of like that. That was a big fat nope, which is okay. No. Call it at 99. Leave everyone hanging.
I had flashes of many things going through. Spanky has got one of those things covered. That's correct.
Yes. It will be. It's Christmas Day. Nobody's recording a podcast on Christmas Day. Okay. However, let me put this out there. I am not recording a podcast on Christmas Day. I'll play World of Warcraft on Christmas Day, but I'm not recording a podcast.
Hmm.
I might stream wrestling. All right.
We'll see. Around Christmas time, maybe. We might. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just finish this episode first.
but I don't want it to end because I don't know if we're ever going to get back together again. And I miss you so much. Because now when I drink, I don't have the excuse of saying, well, Lita was there. And, you know, Carrie's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you can drink then.
Sorry, excuse me. Oh, my Lord.
All right. Don't be sick.
Oh, my God. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. All right. So we can wrap this up. We're done. Let's wrap this up. Okay. Check out the website. So don't forget, go and check out the website, which is adventuresinazaroth.com.
It still
you
works.
You can email us.
Yes. Yeah. And you can email us more than just bullcrap.
Yeah.
Spammers. I'm looking at you. I don't know how we got all this spam. It's crazy.
People were staying at home. It's just insane. You know, I got something, but anyway, no.
Whoa. Wow. Well, her face went red. She got something sent to her by email. I think her husband-to-be sent her a dirty picture. But you can send us email at podcasts@adventuresinazaroth.com. Do not send us dirty pictures or else I will come looking for you and I'll tell you to do it some more to me. And you may not want that. Twitter, you can also find us on Twitter at @advazaroth at Twitch. She's still dying at Twitch. We're at twitch.tv/advazaroth. Yay.
Oh exactly. You can
find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, like I'm grasping your stone. Because everybody with a single stone, like people with single stones, need some grasping too. Oh. It's okay. You can also find me on the website at stonegrasp.com. And I stream my wrestling stuff mainly four times a week. And once a week I do Warcraft streaming to do Nighthold and get declined. Nighthold, Gul'dan, you evil bastard.
Bastard. Yes.
Everything is STONEGRASP, Stone Grasp. Everything.
It is.
Everything
absolutely pouring outside.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm amazed. You can't hear it?
Nope.
I can hear it through my noise canceling headphones. That's how loud it is. My God.
Owen Wilson just came into the place and he just told me to tell you something. Wow. Excuse me. You can do where can we find you, Lita?
Here. You can find me on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETTAWOW. As well as don't forget the Wow Challenges podcast, which is Sundays, 7 PM Eastern.
Wait, what? Sundays?
Saturdays.
You guys have moved to Sundays at 7 PM?
No, it's cold. I'm tired and my brain stopped working.
It's Saturdays at 7 p.m.
Sunday, my time. Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern for everyone else. That's not in Australia, pretty much. Anyway.
Which is the rest of the entire English-speaking world.
Pretty much. But yeah, that's... When does daylight
savings? Daylight saving starts for us really soon.
Next month.
Usually it was the week of BlizzCon, but this BlizzCon would have been early. I think it's supposed to start the first Sunday of November, I want to say.
Okay, it's coming up. I'll have to check the dates because then that'll push me back another hour.
North America daylight.
Anyway, while you're doing that,
November 1st.
Oh, next week.
Yep.
Okay.
This coming Sunday. Okay. No, not this coming Sunday. A week from Sunday.
Yeah. At
2 a.m. it will become, will fall backwards. It will become 1 a.m.
Halloween's next week.
Halloween night. Yes.
Yes. Exciting. Oh, man. Anyway, we will, I just want to say thank you to everyone for the likes and the retweets. And welcome back. And it's nice to see you. Thank you, chat room. Thank you for you, everyone dropping in. We appreciate it. Don't forget, you can find us. What? You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Google Play. Yes, what do you want to say?
Carrie sent forwarded me an email.
Mm-hmm.
World of Warcraft sent her, your new transmog set is waiting. You know the new transmog set? And she's like, what's this? Wings? She is all in now, man.
She's all in. Nice.
Yeah.
Welcome Bob is trying. Back.
Bob, get
just
out of
just
here, dude.
Play Hotel California for her. Just say, lead us in. Listen to Hotel California.
She won't know. She doesn't listen to that stuff.
I love that song.
Yeah, I do too. It's a fantastic song. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna play the outro that Lita can't hear, so peace outside.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2020.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.